ability.
Hello, my name is Lalit Bhati and I am a architect town planner and I am also the coordinator of urban planning section in Lavenir the Auroville, which is planning and development organization of Auroville. What Auroville has created today or what Auroville has done, it is perhaps the biggest and the most amazing and inspiring, say, environmental or ecological planning exercise. Auroville has started the creation of a city with the creation of livable environment first. So this is the most amazing example of its kind in the entire human history perhaps. So far if we see all the development, the cities right from maybe Indus Valley civilization or even the civilization which started more than 5,000 years back, they all started wherever there was a fertile land, next to the natural resources, next to water bodies. Here the development started when there was literally no water and no vegetation almost. So Auroville has started with a very rather from the opposite end to give a model to the world that a city or a development or urban development can happen under these circumstances also. And it is our sensitivity to these cause and how to maintain the natural resources which we have, much more of this which has yet to come, and still balance it out with also with the urban development which will of course take place. Urban development, like, it is equally somewhere man's part of nature to have a living environment which provides all the facilities, amenities, mobility at different places and variety and possibility, but still to maintain that aspect of environment and ecology. It has to be seen in the both micro as well as macro level, everything together. So the larger aspects of water, water flow, the landscaping, water catchment, soil type, they will take care of the macro level aspects. And at the level of micro, one can find out appropriate solution of different aspects. Well, the building material for the top laying of the road surface. So those are the things which Auroville needs to experiment with, or maybe learn from the examples which are happening elsewhere else in the world, and let us see if we can implement some of them here. How do we see ecology and how do we approach it? No, it has to be a kind of balance among different factors. Like ecology, the way nature behaves, functions, work is one aspect, and for that matter, many development what man does might not exactly fit in that. That is one way of seeing it. Another is one particular area, one particular use, it has a role or function and role to play, and how best we can approach that is, and how best we find a balance is one thing. So we have, it is always about, I would consider it is an exercise of like doing a proper research of these options and integration. It is never 100% black and white kind of thing. The first level would be the primary ecological factor, taking care of the land, the soil type, land slope, water flow, and to maintain them and to study them constantly in the line, what kind of development is proposed in that area and how we can still maintain the primacy of natural system also, but keeping in mind a certain development has to take place. Crown is one of the most important feature, one of the key features in Galaxy Plan. It is perceived as an interconnected flow of built and unbuilt spaces which is going through all the four zones, residential, cultural, industrial and international, and will have a mixed land use. Mixed land use means it will have community facilities, community amenities and residential. It will have different uses, and primarily these uses will be in accordance with the primary nature of the zone from where the crown is passing. Like in cultural zone, it will be more on the educational side aspect of the crown and the cultural aspect. In residential, the facilities which are required for the residents, because residential zone is supposed to house close to 40,000 people out of 50,000 proposed population of Auroville. So the facilities which they might need, they might require, would be accommodated, most of them, in the crown of residential zone. And if we see, we already have few buildings on the crown. Solar Kitchen is on the crown, Arka, Savitri Bhavan, Unity Pavilion. These are some of the buildings which are already on the crown. It will provide also a central activity spine as well as a central mobility space, which will have predominantly cycle and pedestrian mobility with the provision of public transportation as well as some other vehicles of non-polluting type. This is the vision for the future with all the basic parameter keeping in mind that it will also serve the requirement of course, services, goods delivery and any other kind of emergency transportation which is also required. So it will have the provision for that. Approximately, this can be also taken roughly. It is varying at different places. If we see at the Galaxy Plan, there is a central area which is accommodating mobility aspect, public transportation, cycling, pedestrian, as well as the buildings. Primarily, buildings are there on the left-hand side, which are approximately two to three floor. They are varying in different heights with the open spaces. They are also proposed to have an interconnected, covered pathway kind of a structure connected with the building, somewhere maybe not connected with the building, under which people can walk so that there is a possibility of walking or good walking under the shaded area or protection from the heavy sun and rain. And there are also buildings on the right side of the crown, and we are in the middle of now looking at the two proposals. We have two proposals, and both the proposals are very interesting, and we will work now for the one unified proposal, how to approach it further and to come up with a clear design and parameters for a prototype stretch. Kind of direction in which Auroville will work towards or experiment with a compact urban development form and facilities which have never much happened in Auroville earlier. Auroville, the way it is developed historically, taking care of a different scattered pieces of land, it gave a good example of, say, decentralized development. This is high time that Auroville should come up with a more compact urban form, providing basic all amenities, facilities and different infrastructure options. So the whole approach is to make, in order to have the experience of what also mother wanted, to have a peace, it is only better that the construction takes place from inside out.
And the roads, how it will be done?
Right now we are again in the middle of doing some research and getting different research proposals as well as quotations, how to surface the roads. We are in the middle of that. So there is no final answer or solution which we have ready, which we can say we'll be doing it like this. But very soon, maybe in a month or two, we have one or two proposals which have come, like Satprem's is one of them. He has done experimentation of the top level of the road laying in front of Eucalyptus Grove with his earth construction technology. So that is one proposal which we have. Typically, Auroville has done a small stretch of road with the cement paver blocks. That is another example which we have. We have got also recently 2-3 more options which we are studying right now. And after that, we'll come up. One more thing which we have to keep in mind, essentially, this is a prototype section, and the whole idea is to experiment. Not to say that all the answers are known and we know everything and the best. That is not right or true. So main thing is to experiment. Whatever the known, if we know already, if we are able to finalize one particular element or design or infrastructure option after due study that this is appropriate to experiment, we do that. And if we don't know many of these things, as emerging technology and options are becoming more and more visible, so we can experiment different aspects at different places in different times. So that gives us the possibility of trying out different options.
So the framework must be vast, very flexible, and there must be a great goodwill from everyone. That is the first condition, goodwill. To be flexible enough is to do the best thing to be done at each moment. The mother.